comes you are leaving. But anyway, it's just a good way of saying I'm leaving, okay? And so you leave a man or even a lady is left. Possibly you've invested in a relationship and it affects how you think about yourself. You look yourself on the mirror and you feel like this guy was just flirting with me, just lying to me. All he needed possibly was my body. And now he got what he wanted and now he has bounced. Guess what? Now that can throw you into a den of masturbation. Because number one, I know people, because of this self-esteem, there are ladies they can never approach. Or there is a man you can never approach. So what do? You come to gathering. Okay, not gathering, they are not here. They are in Morocco. You go to a meeting and look at the girl or the man and take pictures in your mind. And so at night, you go and masturbate and in your mind, you're having sex with her. But mchana, hawezi atapeana high five. The only time when I said, ikanga ni time ya praise and worship. Can be your tante and neighbor and give them a high. That is the only time you get help. But naturally, you don't have esteem. And some of the things, you know, esteems are broken. Even when you grow in a family that is not complete. Because there was no father to encourage you. Maybe your mother wasn't there to give you, to encourage you. You go home with your results. No one was there to tell you you're a good boy or you're a good girl. So you grew. You just grew. That's the word. Because growth is a product of time and space. And nature does not accommodate vacuum. So, but the raising, that's what the Bible says, train your child. A trained child is a raised child. But some of us, tulimeaka miti, because of space and time, no values, no counsel, no encouragement, no support, nothing. And it affected your formation. Can I tell you what psychiatrists say? A normal man needs to have 52 friends of the opposite sex. Eriko, how many do you have? Let's see if you're doing well. Not girlfriends. Friends of the opposite sex. And a normal girl needs to have the same. People that are just your friends. 52. That's a whole WhatsApp group. You are not dating them. You are not thinking of dating them. They are just your friends. I discovered most of the people who are in masturbation are loners. They live alone, walk alone, and life is always by themselves. And because of these lonely moments, it creates even enough private time for perversion. You don't want to live with anyone because you need your time to do what you need to do. It affects your personality. Majority are very poor in interactions. And some of them is because of betrayal in the past. And so they feel, let me have my me moment. Apa sitapata ball. Ini safe sex. Apa sitapata HIV. Na apa, akuna mtu anajua. I was doing the study and I discovered. They said, the semen that comes out when you're masturbating has different chemical formation compared to the one that comes out when you're having sex. Even your body refuses to release the original semen. Unatuanga semen ya China. Imbo. Because you are not created for self-indulgence. Hallelujah. Now, can I throw a scripture concerning that matter of semen? Let's look at Genesis 38, 8 to 10. Genesis 38 from verse 8 to 10. So some of you need to work on your social circles, amen? Begin to have genuine friends. Activities. And watch Manchester. Ikichapa. Liverpool. And watch Manchester. Ikikazia Liverpool kuapikia home. Amen. Have a social life. Are you getting it? But then, these are some of the solutions. Begin to extend. Some of you mnafaa kuenroll gym. Ingia home umechoka. Hata mkono yezi enda place. Ukiegelea hapa imelala hapo. Choka. It's very true. You have so much energy. This is what the Bible says. Everybody read. And Judah said to Onan, Go into your brother's wife and marry her, and raise up an heir to your brother. Mm-hmm. But Onan knew that the heir will not be his. And it came to pass, when he went into his brother's wife, that he emitted on the ground. Wachani ekena luga ya mtaa, akamwaga chini. Lest he should give an heir to his brother. Hapa hapa tunadil mbaka na wasi wenda kuwa sex na CD. Iko hapa. Una waste semen mtu wangu. Iyo ni seed. Uniyaka kwa kapepa hivi. Unaifunga na tissue na tupa. Iyo ni seed. Wacha tuone. Na kuambia God angekuwa ule God alikuwa iyo time. Hapa Monday tungekuwa tunamkianga mazishi. Soma 10. Soma 10. Everybody read. Who killed the man? God. When yambie, wale wase wote who have sex na CD. Unaenda una masturbate kwa bafu una dunda, tunakuokota kesho, tunakupeleka mazishi. Nasikia dunde kawa wawili. Ndio tupate point ya ku preach. Unafikiria vile Ananias alidunda kuna mtu alikula seed tena? Hakuna, ulikuwa na pledge unaileta. But because tuko kwa season ya grace, God anapewa say time, repent, come back to me, come back to fellowship. So this is how serious God is with the seed. And can I tell you the truth? Most of the people affected with masturbation, amen. Why? Because you are a seed carrier. Aujui, labda kuna ka Obama tabet. Kalikuwa kakujaka kwa Obama. Labda kuna mse alikuwa kwa prezo wa Kenya, but aliflash yo pali kwa choo. You are wasting seed. And it's because of the formation of a man. Dame lazima afikirie sex before I have sex. Boy ni kama switch. Anaweza ingia mat aone nini TV for 3 minutes na aseme hallelujah. Na ako kwa mat. Kuna watu watashika hiyo joke kesho. Bwana asifiwe. So if you are sitting next to mwambie Buddha when is it carrier? Preserve the seed. Hallelujah. Wanaume bwana asifiwe. Don't waste your seed. Amen. You are a seed carrier. That's why the devil fights men. And I want to believe one of the reasons why this spirit is so rampant is because of the prophetic atmosphere that we are in. Zaizi devil. Haizi huwa wase na suodi ya Rome. Haizi huwa watoi na suodi ya Herod. Saizi wa watoi na suwati ya Egyptian. Saizi watoi wanadai hata before waingia kwa womb. Wakiwa kwa seed level. Tukuna generation. Wacha tuangalie Genesis 3:15. Dojo hii language ni serious. Everybody read. Listen, this, are you seeing that's a battle of seeds? God anadil na nini? Seeds. Now, of course, hii ilikuwa prophecy ya Jesus. Nuna kumbuka before Jesus azaliwe, nini ilikuwa inamadua? Seed. The seed of a man was in problem because devil alikuwa anajua, if these seeds come on air, I will be crushed, my head. Do you know how you kill the serpent? You step on its head. Do you know what I believe in? There is a generation God wants to raise. And the devil right now, he may not use the ways of Herod. He may not use the ways of the Egyptian. What is he gonna use? Modern day masturbation, elimination of seed. But tonight we are living with a new revelation. We will not be the ones to waste our seed. Hallelujah. Nada kuna levona ingianga usi unambio kona low sperm count. Jubudo ulkona masturbate 5 times a day. Seed zako zote potential. Zilo mebakisha ni zilo likuwa ukwe nazo ukiwa 75 years. They are non-viable, non-potential. Ikiachiliwa haina impact. Uli zile zote za impact. Ulianza kuziachilia form 2. By the time unafika 28, mtu wangu unapika manil. Jup, nil. After nakupata church, ukisema lay hands, kuna shida home. Buddha, tunafaa kuinterrogate ka past. Tell your neighbor you came loaded. So preserve the seed. Are you getting me? Are you getting me? Now, study leo, by the way, importance among men imeanza ku increase, which was not the case. Na shida si managu. Ama sim sim, ama sijui, si ati atukuli traditional foods. Apana. Ah. Shida si terere. Apana. Shida ilianzia mahali. Shida ilianzia mahali. Hallelujah. The other reason is perversion. Perversion. You're just perverted. But I do watch my movie. And they say pornography has levels. You begin with slight. You go to a deeper one. Then you get to the technical. Now you look for madness. Umechoka kuona vitu ordinary. Nando jwe devo acheki. There are 66 million pornographic sites. So every Kenyan have one. Na bado tubaki na kadhaa. Around 16 million. Because if we have million, every Kenyan can have one site. Na tubaki na 16 million ya kupe TZ. Is that serious? So the other one is addiction. Some people really want to get out of masturbation, but because of addiction, they find themselves in a circle. And do you know what I discovered with this thing? Someone told me, when you want to preach, you open your mouth. When you want to teach, you open the Bible. When you want to disciple, you open your life. Can I be real with you? I was introduced to pornography when I was in class 4. Class 4. Boarding. Nimeingia na ma class 8. Nilikuwa class 4 mrefu. Najua sasa kwa hall wamezima lights na wanajua class 4 na height. So mimi ni mre. So nimeka hapo. Wasa wanaeka porn. Hatuna watch 2 hours. Na tunagotea na tunaambia na buda hata sijaumia. Mikaeli kwa competition ya kuumia. But what I didn't know, a journey was beginning. By the time nilikuwa class 6, nilikuwa initiated. Juu sasa lazima survive. Alafu nakumbuka tukiwa chuo, wakaleta ka movie, ka Silent Epidemic. Sijui kama nakakumbuka. Kalikuwa kanashoiwa na Tuju, kakionesha ma STI. Sasa hiyo ilikuwa reason ya kuabstain. Lakini, last isha take over. So, wakati nasimama hapa, nasimama nikuwa na authority fulani ya kujua mtu anaweza toka. Bwana asifiwe. Si kama tu na ma theological stories hapa kuambia zi. Mimi nimegrow kwa hii generation. Nime face addictions. Najua hiyo story ya kuamka ngware na kusema leo ni ya mwisho. Mbako unaenda sasa 9 unadunda. Mbako unauliza Mungu God, kwani hii haindangi? Umeipraya haitoki. Mbaka nikaanza kupiga research nikijiulizanga God, hii ni nini? Hii ni nini? So I know what I'm talking about. Bwana asifiwe. So kuna addictions. Alafu number 5 kuna idleness na loneliness. Idleness. Uko mtatu. Hauna job. Daro's watu wabie. Bwana asifiwe. Daro ni moja per week. Uko tu kwa room. Ukisikiza marege. Maraga. Zinakubo unaingia online. Safaricom ina happen, tunapata madata za sare. Unaanza kuingia kwa masite. Au go umepangia, una discover mavitu. Kitu inalipuka. Idleness. But there were one of the things, when I cleared campus, I decided to live with a friend of mine. Alikuwa anaitwa Joram. Intentionally. Alikuja akaniambia, I can't trust in myself. Na pia mimi nikamwambia, pia mimi I don't trust in myself. So nikamwambia, tuangaliane. Na ata mtu angeleta manzi yake kwa hao. Ulikuwa unaingia 7:30 na unakuwa hapo na unakuara. Ile tu kumkumbusha Buddha. Time ya wareshi imeisha. Saini time ya men fellowship. Before ndio ishe hapa. Na kuna time ulikuwa unamwangalia hivi unasikia kumwambia Buddha acha za ovyo. Leo bet imejipa. Na anatokea hapo anapita hapo. Akiuliza, boss mumekula, sasawa, naona nikana taku. Unajua miula sitting. Ila tu kuambia mresh, time yako ili? And I tell you, you need such friends. People that can come and check you. Tulikuwa tunapigana ma visit za random. Unakuja unatembelea Pastor Jimmy. Unamwambia niaje mzae nasikia kunyora. Unamwambia ingia hapa. Auendi kunyora, unaingia scanning unaangalia kauda kutatungoza twa demo huko. Nini nini? Unatoka unamwambia naona uko sawa? Uko sawa? Kuna mtu ana mark territory hapa. Tuna need my bestie. Wanaweza kama ulizeeni ya nani? Bro yangu alikuwa ametembea bro mgani? Na kwenye unawajua wote. Huyo anatembea naosha mpaka ana hang. Huyo anakaa anatembea ngatembeanga. Huyo anaishi. Yeah. So ni poa tujue pale unaishi bili. Ndio tunakuja kukutembelea ma random visit, my inspection. Nakuuliza movie unaekanga wapi, ndio hizi tunaziangalia. Tunaona kimoja kifanye tunakuuliza boss, hii unaochingia nini? Hii movie inaitwa Power. Na wewe unafaa kuwatch Holy Ghost Power. Hii ni ya nini? Bwana asifiwe. Kuna time nilikuwa na travel, nimeenda kwa msoa movie, nimemuuliza ni gani ileteza, kaniambia Power. Ni kaseti. Sio, niko kwa laptop, alafu nimekanisha na mother hapa. Ai. Nikaona mother ameniangalia. Akaiangalia. Nikaona ametoa Bible. So tell your neighbor, we need brothers and sisters that can be accountable to. Are you getting me? Some of us need your loneliness, stress imeingia, hauna job, inakanikama the world is stopping, the world is stagnating, and the devil gets an opportunity to give you a semi-permanent gratification. Because there's something good you feel, but it's a temporal. Immediately the feeling disappears. Guilt checks in. And you begin to feel worthless. You begin to feel useless. You begin to feel like, you know, you just feel wasted. And then the desire comes. And what I discovered with this thing, masturbation, is that effects of masturbation, I'm going to mention 7. Are we together? Just 7. They could be more. I'm just trying to summarize so we can have time to pray. Every spirit comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That's the main essence of masturbation. Is to steal, to kill, and to do what? To destroy. Number one, it kills your relationship with God. And there's a part of you that dies when you indulge in this thing. It destroys your natural formation. And I tell you, masturbation is so addictive that you can even get married and still masturbate. Because you are looking for a specific pleasure. That's how addictive it is. And what happens is, it comes to kill. It's a killing spirit. It comes to steal. Most of the people, it has stolen their joy. It has stolen their joy. And it also destroys. Amen. Let's look at John 10:10. John 10:10. That's the role of the devil. The Bible says the devil, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. It's my prayer that today there will be a transaction in the spirit. Number two, it defiles and destroys the temple. It defiles and destroys the temple. 1 Corinthians 6, the Bible says that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. It's a defiling thing. It's a defiling thing. It defiles the temple of God. It defiles the temple. It also destroys the body. Destroys the body. When you get married, according to 1 Corinthians 7, there is something you are told that your body now belongs to your husband. And your husband's body belongs to the wife. So it's a transaction of bodies. And so if you are giving your husband a body that is not complete, that the language there is a very sexual language, that you have no authority over your body. Anytime your wife wants your body, she can call it. And anytime as a man you need the wife's body, you can call it. Now imagine if your wife is addicted to masturbation. So she goes, does her stuff, and then comes sleep in the same bed, and you begin to share a bed like a brother and a sister. You know, someone called me and told me, my friend, you need to do something. I asked him, what? He told me, by the way, the woman in your house is not your sister, that's your wife. So we need to see evidence of marriage. And I said, Roger, sir, I have hurt you. Because I lived with my sister for around 3 years. And that was my sister. And she, and he told me, the only thing that your wife can do and your relatives will never do is give birth to your own child. No matter how your relatives love you. So you need to preserve your body for your husband. And your husband needs to preserve his body for his wife. So that there is a real transaction on that day. There is no perversion and side pleasures. It destroys the man body and sometimes even causes pre-ejaculation. Unatembea tu tao unastukia eh. Destroys the man body and sometimes causes pre-ejaculation. Number 5, it baptizes you with the spirit of lust. It baptizes you with the spirit of lust. That's why angalia generation yetu ni ya kupiga na mapush. Unajua vile si utambia tao? Eh? Mnaongea na boy fiti, mazee eh unajua nini? Mashare zimepanda, dema kipita, lust inaanza kumanifest. Kupiga na mapush. Ni lust. Siku ile utamari ndio utajua. Demu pita hivyo hivi yako nakuuliza, "Eh anakaa poa unamwambia mimi hata sijaona." Hiyo ni mtego. Mimi hata sijaona. I was focusing on you as we were talking. I was admiring you, you know. Nothing else can disrupt our conversation. So it baptizes men and lust is a legal appetite that wants to be met illegally. That's why there are people who carry photographic memory. They see a woman, take the photo, and go. And sometimes they look for that woman on internet. And then subconsciously they feel like they are sleeping with that person. There's a point I want to dwell here. It causes stagnation spiritually. And in life also. Masturbation not only empties your balls, it empties the vessel. I know that may sound like street language, but some of these sessions, when I go to Ki Street, amen? I was just looking for, yes, this is a bottle of water. This is a bottle of water. And some of us, this is how we are. So full after this service, so full. Unaingia kwa matu, una speak in tongues. Kesho ni Friday, bado moto iko. Prof, come with that. Then Sato, as you begin to masturbate, something begins to leave you. This is what happens. By the time you are done, you feel so empty. Hata ukisikia gospel una jam. Una feel nikai na kukondem. Ukiona mtu amebeba Bible una jam na yeye, una feel nikai na kukondem. Ukiingia kwa nyumba ya Mungu Sunday, umenunua big G, una jiu. Watu wamezama kwa worship, umesimama ni unapigwa picha KICC. Ukiangalianga wase, atmosphere haiwezi kuguza. Because one, you are very dry. And again you feel very empty. Hakuna greeneza kutoa hapo. Watu wamezama, watu wamelala kwa altar. Umekaa chini, umelala. Time ya praise ndo unaamuka. Who has the final say? Jehovah has the final say. Jehovah turns my life. Excitement. Because Ababu, you are so empty. And I tell you, these things are for real. And I don't know why, especially those who are in ministry and those who serve on the pulpit. When you're about to go for a very powerful meeting, sometimes this thing attacks you. Mazo ulikuwa umeprepare, mareve zilikuwa zinatembea during the week. Then the day before ukahata, unashika mic au una message. Scripture zote zili disappear, unaanza kupiga story. Because you are empty and there is nothing you can do. And you feel condemned. And I know this is a tool of the devil to attack especially people that are on the pulpit. So when you begin to understand that this desire is there to make me dry, that every time I go to God, He fills my cup. But any time I go to men, I go empty. Can I tell you what ministry is? Ministry is not a full cup. Ministry is an overflowing cup. You don't minister because you are full. You minister because you are running over. That is ministry. So if the vessel you have cannot even contain an overflow, you will always struggle while ministering. Because every time unaingia, the cup needs to be filled first. It needs to be filled first so that you can enter the place of running over. Are you getting me? Number 7. The enemy uses some of these sins to terminate our blessings. The enemy uses masturbation sometimes even to terminate our own blessing. It's a serious matter. You're somewhere. Look at the two stories of these two guys. Joseph. The moment he was just about to enter, there was temptation. Samson. The moment he was about to enter, Delilah showed up. And Samson never made it in this exam. He lost his eyes, lost his hair, was bound, ended up dying with the enemy. Joseph stood the test of time and he passed. How many remember the guy called Wanjiru? You remember him? A great athlete, a millionaire. But he just missed on this one step. Last, married but still with other women. And I can mention names after names. What brought Mike Tyson down? A rape case. Either an accusation or true. It was something connected to sex. What brought Tiger Woods down? It was again sexual. There are people who have missed great destinies because of some of these things. I had an appointment somewhere and I didn't pray. I just went casually. And the appointment flopped. And when I entered prayer, I felt in my spirit, I didn't take enough time to pray. Some of us, there are things we need to pray for. But because of dryness, we don't even pray for them. Maybe you have an interview, and all you needed is to call heaven and tell Jehovah, as I walk in this interview, may favor be my portion. May angels right now take away every barrier. And that prayer was meant to open the door. But on that time, you are bound. You are caught in something. Guess what? You go to an interview, dry. Because the way we dress is an expression sometimes of who we are. Wanasemanga ukiona mwanaume amerudia blazer ako na stress. Inakuanga subconscious. Afikiri? So kauliona puda yako akivaa blazer siku mbili, jua kuna kitu ilikuwa inamsumbua. Can we go to the ways out? How do you get out? Because if I leave the service here, it's just idea mutu, sindio? And the way out, there is nothing social here. Stanza kukuambia look for a psychiatrist. I tell you, the way out of masturbation is 100% spiritual. Masturbation is a spiritual thing, and it has to be addressed spiritually. Number one, no shortcut. Crucify flesh daily. No shortcut. Crucify the flesh daily. Galatians 5:24. This is not a Monday affair. Crucify the flesh daily. Because masturbation is a product of flesh desire. And until you master the desires of the flesh, we will go back in the same cycles. Most of us are not trained to crucify the flesh. I know that, okay, one of the problems with our modern day preaching, we have preached the things of God, but we have never preached the condition of the receiver. God has no problem releasing what He says He's gonna release. But the receiver must have a condition. And one of them is righteousness. That's one of them. That's why we go to powerful meetings. We are told, oh, I see, this is the ear. And then when you go back home, nothing happens. Why? The receiver is not ready for what God is giving. The issue is not heaven. Tell your neighbor, being a Christian is not easy. Amen. Maze daily unaamka unajicrucify. Wewe mwenyewe. Ukisikia flesh imeleta noma, unaianausia fasting. Unaiambia utakula siku 10 wewe. Au kuli. Tunakaa hivyo. Una deny flesh desire. Na hizo siku 10 una make sure uko kwa atmosphere worship, malanchawa, makesha za kwa maneighbor, kuko kwa presence ya Mungu. Pale unasikia tu vitu za Mungu kwa sababu kuna watu fast lakini ni hunger strike. Hata wakiwa wamefast bado wana masturbate. Juu atmosphere ija change. Hata una nguvu ya ku masturbate, uko njaa. Tell your neighbor, the flesh must die. Number 2, sustain a life of prayer. No shortcut to these things. And can I tell you the prayer of escaping temptations? You need to pray for 1 hour daily. Matthew 26:40. 40. Matthew 26:40. Prayer must be a lifestyle. Everybody read. Mm-hmm. For 1 hour, go to 41. Mm-hmm. For ioni ya temptation. Maombi ya 1 hour inakupa nguvu ya overcome temptation. Najua si ume ikani kama ukipray unasaidia Mungu. Au usaidii Mungu, no unajisaidia. I tell you the truth. Hata ukiwa na kadetu na shindo kukanso, kaingilie closet 1 hour. Zebra sato pasa ya manda. Lera sukla praseda. Eshe telebosi ya lapa. After 1 hour, after 10 minutes, unasikia niaje, akipole siyezi make. Unasema glory. Unaingia another 1 hour thanksgiving. These are the secrets of the Bible. Are you getting me? I tell you, I have applied these things and they work. I have applied them and they work. 1 hour. So you need to dedicate 1 hour daily as you crucify the flesh. 1 hour of just declaring, I am a new man. I have the appetite of God. No monitoring spirit can give me ideas. I have the mind of Christ. You're just announcing to your life until something begins to change in your DNA and in your system. It's not a 1 hour of condemnation. Oh, Father, we are not worthy to come into your presence. Tukisema, sisi si wenye dhambi. Mungu wewe, tutakufanya kuwa mujinga. Na wewe si mujinga. That's not how you pray for 1 hour. You begin to affirm who you are in the spirit. You begin to declare, nature, masturbation cannot live in me. I am the seed of God. I am the redeemed of the Father. The Bible says, that them that are born of God cannot sin. Sin is not my portion. You declare it until it becomes a reality. You don't live with a bitter conscious mentality. 1 hour daily. That is the minimum. 3 hours in a kwanga intercessory. So if you are praying for Kenya, we need 3 hours only. That's for intercessors. But 1 hour is for temptation. Hey, what were 20 minutes? Msiniangalia hivyo. Ongeza material. Najua kuna watu after 5 minutes wameombea inchi, wameombea wazazi, wameombea job. Mbaka za kisema glory. Hallelujah. Mungu weka tu Donald Trump. Putni anakuanga miokoka. Putni ameokoka. Father save Putni. So there must be a sustained lifestyle of prayer. Prayerlessness causes powerlessness. And a prayerful man is a powerful man. Prayerlessness will cause powerlessness. I tell you the truth. It is possible to get out. When you begin to apply some of these things. The other thing, number 3, expose your mind and eyes to light. And that is the word of God. Expose your mind and eyes to light. I remember there's a time I made a commitment in my house and I said, before I sleep, I must watch one sermon. Before I sleep. Some of you, before you sleep, you must watch one episode, right? Just one. 25 minutes. Alafu unalala in suspense. then unasikia ama ni watch kengine. Then no sooner had you watch tunakuta ni saa 9. Amen. Alafu unasema wacha ni pray. Na how bring you come ni ume pray umekelea kichwa kwa pillow unasema Father, in the name of Jesus. Utasema amen ngware. So expose your mind to the word of God. Are you getting me? The Bible says in Romans 12 verse 1. Romans 12 verse 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, not as, but a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So God is interested with holy bodies. Who is presenting the body? The real you, the spirit, has to carry the body and present it to God. A living sacrifice. God no longer needs dead sacrifice. He's looking for living. And on the altar, there is fire. Some of you ni moto ya altar mpendi. But that's where you glow and grow. Look at 2. And do not be to this world, but be transformed by what? The renewing of your. Now, let me explain that. Umekuwa for 10 years ukiwatch porn. Maze autaenda Naivas. Ununue a new mindset. Maze hii akili imenichosha. Chaini yake hapa ninunue mpya ni. From today I have a new mind. What happens? Your mind has to be renewed. Garbage in, garbage out. So you need something in. And that is the word of God. Are you getting me? Begin to read the Bible. Don't read because you are preaching. Don't read because you want even to understand everything. Read because it's the word of God. That's the first law. Whether utashika ama usishika, just read. And read it in a manner that you can understand. Naturally, there is no one who gets a novel and then says, today, in Revelation, mambo ya mabista pana. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie in pastures green, kwa duvet. Begin to read systematically. Take a book, read, meditate on the word of God. Let the word of God begin to replenish your mind. Let your mind be a renewed mind. Can I tell you the truth? The word of God, this one, is powerful. The problem is we are trying to help this word. The best way is teach this word as it is. So allow the word to renew your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. We will not go to these scientific debates. Lakini masturbation mtu wangu, unajua ijaandikwa kwa Bible. When you read the word of God, you will know the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. These debates will die. So allow the word of God to dwell in you. Because the word of God in your heart, not in your mind, becomes the tool of change. When you enter into your 1 hour prayer closet, do you know why many of you cannot pray for long? You have no material. Mulioneshangwa Mungu ni wakuitishwa vitu. But now there are times you open the Psalms. Kwanza ukisoma Psalms ndio utajua David alikuwa beloved for a reason. Anaanza kusema, oh God, wacha ni yake na sheng ndio ikae fiti. Ati Mungu ukirauka unavanga jua. Ash. Ati Mungu ameamuka designer cloth yake ni jua. Anamwambia Mungu, wewe ukibreathe kunatokea moshi. Ukibonga tunaona foundations za sea na ma oceans. Wewe ndo unatembeanga kwa mawingu, una ride kwa winds of the wind. That is a prayer of adoration. You can never know that God when all you do is hear what we are telling you. You need to open the Bible for yourself. By the time you are saying you are Alpha and Omega, it's not because of a song. You know that he that began a good work in me is faithful enough to finish it. He never called me to kill me in the wilderness. He called me so that I can fulfill his purpose. When you begin to interact with scripture, it doesn't just change your mind. It changes your life. Because the Bible says the word of God is live, live, active, sharper than a two-edged sword. We are not reading dead literature. These are not the scrolls, the dead scrolls of Red Sea. This is the living word of a living God. When we begin to interact with it, we are interacting with life itself. Some things in your life need a revelation. They don't need a prayer. So by the time you're exposing your mind,
to the reading of scripture, some things begin to live your life, because now you have a new understanding, you have a new revelation. Even when you open up your mouth to declare, you are agreeing with what the Lord is saying. Are you getting me? Are you getting me? And the word has the power to become. The Bible says, and the word became. Now, you know, Prof was teaching this in the Bible study. He said the word become means ginomai. Ginomai. That's the Greek word. Meaning that whatever the word becomes, it cannot change that form and become another thing. Ah, I wish you can get this revelation. So the Bible says, and the word became flesh. When the word became flesh, Jesus up to date is a man. That's why we call him the man Jesus. The first time the word became, it never changes status. So the word can become something in your life. And there is nothing wrong in this word. The Bible says in Joshua 21:45 that every good word that the Lord spoke upon the children of Israel, those words were fulfilled. Meaning that God is in the business of making sure that every good utterance he ever made over your life will come to pass. May the reality of the word begin to be alive in you. Don't see yourself as a victim. The word is already powerful. The word can change your story. It can change your testimony. The word can break the yokes. And that's my next pain. Because my final point is, you repent a yoke, you break a yoke. Yokes are not there to be repented. Some of us, the reason why we are still in bondage is because we have been repenting and we are in a yoke. Hallelujah. But yokes are meant to be broken. Isaiah 10:27. You repent of your sins, but when a sin graduates and becomes a yoke, you need an anointing to break it. The Bible says, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. Hallelujah. I'm not here to tell you that I'm gonna sell anointing oil, but the Holy Spirit is the yoke breaker. That is the every symbol of the oil pointed to the Holy Ghost. He's the one that breaks yokes. He's the one that uplifts burdens. And that's why you need a personal relationship with the Holy Ghost. Because after the yoke is broken, he's gonna give you self-control. It is a gift of the Spirit. I tell you, there is nothing social about breaking the yoke of masturbation. Everything is supposed to be spiritual, because this is a spiritual matter. And when I was preparing, the Lord began to tell me the reason why masturbation has taken over in my generation, and masturbation in our time is a product of Jezebelic spirit. There is such a Jezebelic atmosphere in our generation, and anywhere Jezebel manifested, he was there to kill the voice of God in men, because the men that died were the prophets of God. When Jezebel arose, she began to kill the prophets of God, and 7,000 were preserved. No one knows about their status. And I believe even today there is a remnant still left behind, because tonight there are people who are going to rise. Yes, the devil may have put you down, but we are standing to be counted as the 7,000 in our time. The Jezebelic spirit and principality is already ruling the airwaves. It is ruling the radio, the TV. That's the conversation, and it is a ruling principality. But we stand at the center of Nairobi to release another ruling in the spirit. There is a sound voice. There are sound men. There are people who are going to rise with virgin knees. They are not ready to bow down to the spirit of Jezebel. When you look at it in Revelation 2:18-20, the Bible says, let's just look at it, because there's a scripture I want to pick, then we pray. Are you ready for prayer? Tell your neighbor, yokes need an anointing. Hallelujah. The Bible says, unto the angel of the church in Thyatira, write this thing, says the Son of God, who has eyes like the flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. 19. I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first. 20. Nevertheless, everybody read. I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. Tell your neighbor, when the spirit of Jezebel is in town, it is servants of God
that are seduced into immorality. Is someone hearing me? When immorality enters the church, no matter the form, whether it's masturbation, homosexuality, lesbianism, sex on the pulpit, the first thing that leaves is the presence of the Holy Ghost. And you are left with a monument, a gathering of men who can sing good spiritual songs, who can read a good Bible, but in that meeting, the Spirit cannot be there. And guess what? This is not an NGO gathering. This is not a political rally. The difference between a gathering of NGO and political rally is the presence of God. Anytime we gather and God is not in that meeting, we have missed the purpose of gathering. And anytime men gather and the Holy Ghost is not in that meeting, I tell you, that becomes a social networking forum. But we are going back to the days of the Holy Ghost. We are going back to the days when men will lift their holy hands and the power of God will come down. We are going back to the days of real encounter. Tonight I sense there is an anointing to break the yoke. I sense tonight somebody is walking out of that door, a free man and a free woman. Every monitoring spirit must leave your life. Any bondage, any yoke of the devil must be broken tonight, because the anointing of God is here to set you free. Some of you have great destinies. You have great prophetic assignment. You have a spiritual mandate, but this thing has robbed the power and the presence of God out of your life. Tonight, we are announcing war to the Jezebelic spirit that has ruled the atmosphere. We are announcing war to that spirit that has held our generation captive. Never again. We are breaking the chains. We are breaking the yoke. We are breaking the barrier. CC 21. I'm about to finish. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. So Jezebel has everything to do with immorality. 22. Indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. One day I was listening to T.D. Jakes, and he said, one day he saw a lion locked up in a cage, and men were taking selfies because the lion was harmless. Then that lion made a roar. It roared, but it was bound. It raised another roar, but it was bound. And he began to explain and say, some of us, our bondage is other people's pleasure. They don't want you to get out, because the day you begin to live a righteous life, there is a boyfriend who will not benefit. There is a girlfriend who will not benefit, because your bondage has become their point of leisure. They come with their selfie sticks. They are taking selfies with you because you are caged. And he said the lion began to roar. And he said there are many people in the house of God, they are rolling but in a cage. But today we are releasing you to your place of operation. You will roll in the jungle, not in a cage. Hallelujah. When the lion roars, is a sign of pride that it is the king of the jungle. When it rolls, it is marking its territory. When it begins to roll, it is gathering them that belongs to his household. Tonight, some of you, you must begin to roll and cover your territory in the spirit. Every lost ground, there shall be a role in this house, because men are living delivered. Some of you, you've been in a cage, and that has been a cage of leisure. People have taken advantage of you. They have taken advantage of you being in that cell where every time you are bound, they show up. They never wanted you to be free. But today we are breaking the yoke. We are breaking the chain of the devil. You are living here with an anointing. Just stand up on your feet right now. I sense the power of God. I sense the anointing. Thank you.